is slashing?
Slashing is, like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
Welcome again, everyone, to the St. Louis Blues The Drop podcast. Today's episode is an overview of round one, game four. The Blues were in Chicago again at the New United Center, taking on the Blackhawks. The Blues led going into this game 2-1. The Blackhawks needed this game badly, but the Blues wanted to go up 3-1, and it was just awesome from the beginning. Let's go ahead and look at how the Blues got the first goal. Just 14 minutes and 2 seconds into the first period.
He protects the puck well. Trying to hit Laterra. He flies back of the Hawk goal. In front, Tarasenko shoots. He scores! Tarasenko with a rocket. His second of the series, and the Blues take a 1-0 lead.
Holy jumping, what a pass from Jurij Laterra. Right on the tape, and Vladdy Tarasenko has got it for a split second. Curls, drags it, rips it high under the bar. There's no one's going to stop this sucker.
That goal was a great goal by Tarasenko. Great pass from Laterra. That was Tarasenko's second goal of the series. Laterra's second assist. And Jaden Schwartz also assisted on that second goal. The Blues were, you know, starting to look really good, but then they started giving up some pressure in their own end to Chicago. Chicago kept putting the pressure on Elliott. And when you do that, this happens.
It is back on the ice. Blues have killed it off. Hossa, the shot. And he scores. Hossa ties it.
Hossa just takes a wrist shot. Edmondson came back to the play. I think he might have screened the goaltender. Andrew Shaw is in front as well. And there's a complete screen.
A great shot from Marian Hossa. And Andrew Shaw got the tip in, so that was Andrew Shaw's second of the series, Marian Hossa's first assist, and Erik Gustafsson. I'm sure Chicago's glad to see Hossa's name up there on the board with an assist. They've been really needing more out of him. This was also, like I said, it's just another great game. Controversy happens next. The Blues get the puck in Chicago's end, put some pressure on Crawford. Fabry heads towards the net. Gets pushed in to Crawford by Toews. You can clearly see that in the replay. Crawford takes, I guess you could say, advantage of the situation, jumps up, goes over, starts pounding on Fabry, you know, fights a Sioux. Everybody's flying everywhere. Punches are going. Crawford's punching Fabry. Fabry's punching Crawford. And out of all that somehow, which I don't understand even after looking at this play 20, 30, 40 times, how the Blues ended up with having to go on the penalty kill, but they did, and because of it, Chicago made him pay with this.
Here comes the captain, Toews, and then Keith fumbles it, save, Elliott rebound, and they score, Duncan Keith. The Blues have to make sure they maintain their composure right here, because I'm sure there's a sour group of campers as the Hawks players go back to Corey Crawford, thanking him for getting that call.
The Blackhawks get a goal on a terrible, terrible call by the ref. Just terrible. Duncan Keith gets his second from a wrist shot, assisted by Andrew Shaw, his first of the series assist. Patrick Kane gets his fourth assist. And Kane's been in on a lot of plays with assists and stuff. They just need more goals from him. Could the Blues answer that and come back? Chicago leads 2-1. The United Center is a hard place to come back. Let's see if they were able to here in the second period.
That's Laterra. Instead, he goes to the line. Steen. Tarasenko comes in. Shoots. And he scores. Tarasenko again. And the Blues tie the game at 2.
A wicked wrister with Laterra in front of the net. Laterra's got good position, but it's just the wrister. I mean, my goodness, it stays on that stick, and it's off the stick and cleanly beats Crawford to the glove side.
So the Blues come back and tie it. 17 minutes and 31 seconds into the second period. Power play goal by Vladimir Tarasenko. His third of the series was a great wrist shot. He's got one of the best wrist shots in the league, if not the best. The assist was for Steen, his first in the series. Kevin Shattenkirk again, his second in the series. Shattenkirk's looking really good back there on defense. Steen's adding a lot, even though he's not scoring a lot. But what can you say about Tarasenko? He puts the Blues back in the game, tied 2-2 going into the third period. And hopefully the Blues can move forward and try to get a lead in this third period. It's going to be a tough game. Chicago's going to come out battling. And let's see what happens in the third period. The Blues are playing hard from the beginning of the third period. And what happens when you play hard immediately? This happens.
And Tarasenko fights off a check. Now Shattenkirk to the net. Rebound short. He scores! Jaden Schwartz! And the Blues take a 3-2 lead. Big face-off win. David Backes going up against Jonathan Toews. And the confidence of Jaden Schwartz continues to grow for the St. Louis Blues.
So just a minute and 36 seconds in to the third period, from a great faceoff win from David Backes, Jaden Schwartz gets his second goal of the series. A great wrister past Crawford. Shattenkirk, his third assist. Vladimir Tarasenko gets an assist. I guess he figured out he better help out besides making goals. And it was just awesome from that point forward. Let's see what else the Blues can do. You know, I'm comfortable with them taking this lead 3-2, but Chicago's only a goal behind. They're going to start pressing and pressing, which they did. After this goal, the Blues did not go into a defensive stance. They kept putting pressure on Chicago, continued pressure, and it paid off very quickly. Just 4 minutes and 44 seconds in to the third period, another goal by the Blues. That was a great wrist shot by Steen. No assist on that goal. That is Steen's first goal of the series. Glad to see him get one in the net behind Crawford. Chicago wasn't going to give up. They kept pressing and pressing, putting pressure on Elliott. And you put pressure on Elliott enough, get enough people in front of him, you're going to do this.
Then around for Panarin. To the line for Keith. Keith fakes it. Let's it go. And he scores. Shaw has been a main component for the Chicago Blackhawks. And again, Andrew Shaw's in front of the net.
Off Tarasenko's stick.
Yeah, like an alley-oop.
The Blues thought they'd added one more goal to make it 5-3, but Quenneville challenged the goal and said it was offsides. So the score stayed 4-3 for the last 4 to 5 minutes of the game. Chicago did put a lot of pressure on Elliott, but they were not able to solve him. And the Blues win the game 4-3, taking a 3-1 lead in the series and headed back to St. Louis for Game 5, which will be played Thursday on the 21st. I believe that will be on NBC Sports or CNBC, and locally Fox Sports Midwest and Y98, I believe, FM locally in St. Louis. My synopsis of the game was it was a hard-fought game, back and forth. Chicago got a little bit of a break with that melee with Crawford and Fabry and everybody else. I still, to this day, after looking at it, I do not understand how Chicago ended up with a power play, but they did. And like I said earlier, you know, you got to play your game, whatever the refs call, and you do your best to win and play with what the refs give you. The Blues did that 4-3. I mean, you just got to look at the Blues and say, pretty good, Blues. Let's go ahead and look at the final stats of the game. Of course, the Blues won the game 4-3. They lead the series 3-1, heading back to Scott Trade Center in St. Louis for the game on Thursday. The Blues had 20 shots on goal, and Chicago had 42 shots on goal. Awesome game by Elliott. Can't say enough about Elliott. There were some breakdowns by Blues defense, but Elliott played awesome, and the defense played pretty good overall. The Blues were 2-for-4 on power plays and 50%. Chicago was 1-for-2 on power plays. They got that power play goal after that mess with Crawford. Faceoffs won pretty even. The Blues had 40 faceoff wins. Chicago had 35. Goals, of course, Tarasenko had two goals, his third, including his third of the series, an assist. Schwartz had a power play goal, his second of the series. He also added an assisting, got his first goal. And Shattenkirk had two assists. Laterra had that assist on the Tarasenko goal. And Elliott made 39 saves. So awesome game. Duncan Keith had two goals in the game. It gives him three to show you just how important he is to the Blackhawks. Shaw got his second goal of the game or the series and had two assists. Kane, Hossa, and Panarin also added assists to this. And, Crawford was able to make 16 saves. Didn't face a lot of shots, but there was a few that he let through that he probably should have stopped. The Blues are looking really good. They didn't look like they were going to have a downfall from that game three, where they won it. They're looking just awesome. Don't get too confident. The Blackhawks are still a good team. I'm not sure if the Blues can win this in five. I'd love to, but I have a feeling it's still going to go at least six games. And I'm looking for the Blues to win it, though. I want to thank everybody for joining me for the overview of Game 4, the Blues versus Chicago Round 1 playoffs. It's been a great series so far. I expect the same from now on this point out. Again, this has been the St. Louis Blues The Drop Podcast. My name is Lance Dascott. It's been awesome to spend this time with you. If you want to email us, you can email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can also go to our Twitter page, which is officialthedrop, and let us know what you think right there. We've got our YouTube videos out. Just look up The Drop Podcast under the channels, and we should show up, and you can see our videos, our video show of the game, which we show video highlights. I'm sure everybody would love to see that. We just love you guys joining us. Thanks so much for all your downloads on iTunes and Shout Engine and Stitcher. We love you guys for doing that. Enjoy the show. Take the show with you. Have a great evening, and we will see you back here on Friday morning to have an overview of Game 5. And hopefully we'll be talking about a Blues victory. If not, we'll still be positive and we'll still tell you what happened. Everyone have a great day and have a great night. Goodbye.
If it hadn't been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?